Fucking Hunter.
Hey, hey.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
I'm the bass line in NSYNC.
Hey, hey.
That's bass. Right. Harmonies. You got to harmonize.
I'm the tenor.
All right, 7:41, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, welcome to it.
Hey.
We got to get to your topic of the day, of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. What am I doing? It's brought to you by Specialite, Indicator in Bend Township. I was so distracted by Hunter's high singing. No, Specialite, Indicator in Benton Township, who is hiring, by the way. You can find out more at special-light.com.
Get a job, you bum.
No, seriously, a great company, room to grow, benefits, awesome starting pay. See what Specialite can offer you, special-light.com. Your topic for today, what do you enjoy doing that most people generally dislike, all right? Something that most people are like, I'm not a fan. You're like, I really enjoy it.
So, I got a question. Like, most people dislike doing as far as picking my toenail around somebody. They don't like being around it.
No, that's different. That's different. Let me give you my two examples.
Because I don't have one right now. You got to fill this break. So.
Obviously, you are way off base with what we're doing here. So what do you enjoy doing that most people generally dislike? My two are, one, wasting a day. Now, here's what I mean by that. Like, there's some, like, people may, it may rain, and people are like, oh, man, the day's wasted. For me, like, I have no problem some days, even on a nice day, just sitting around doing nothing. I'm not saying do it all the time, but I'm not the kind of guy that hates when a day kind of gets blown away. You know what I mean?
Like, for a
Sunday example, like a Sunday, you wake up late. You're like, I got to get all this stuff. I want to do this. For me, so it's like, okay, wake up late. I'm going to sit on the couch, have a late breakfast. And then next thing you know, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, I might as well stay here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where you kind of like pace your day out. Yeah. It's like a rainy day, like you said. I don't mind that it's raining out.
Yeah,
because I don't really feel like doing
exactly.
much.
Exactly. It's like, I don't mind wasting a day from time to time. You know, some people are like, you got to make the most out of every day. Do you? Sometimes making the most of it is just sitting on your ass watching TV, all right? I got a nice couch.
See, there's a happy medium there.
For sure.
Some people take it way too far on each side.
You know,
if you're just a lazy bum and you haven't left the couch since COVID, might want to do something. Might want to go and not waste the day. If you're
starting to get sores on your ass, you might want to get up and move
bed sore, right?
So now the other one that I really something I enjoy doing that a lot of people generally dislike. I love grocery shopping. I don't know why. I love it.
At Walmart. So every time I go to Walmart, I'm like, dude, I'm going to run into Brock.
Yeah, for sure.
He's in here. And you know what? I know he's over by the clearance aisle.
Well, you got to. Like, even
I glance down every time I'm at Walmart because I'm like, dude, I know he's going to be down there.
There is a 50-50 chance you're going to see me down there.
At any given time of the day.
It's fantastic.
50-50.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, yes.
Why do you like shopping so much, though? What is that?
I think because... especially like grocery shopping, because you have to do it, okay? We all need groceries. And I know in this day and age, you can order them and everything. But what it is a set time where it does it. Like, you can use an excuse, like, well, look, I gotta go get groceries. I'm sorry. Because people are like, what? You got to eat or something? What are you talking about? Like, you can use it as an excuse. And that's all you have to focus on at that point. You know what I mean? Like,
I get you, but I think I'm going to call you out here. I think it's something else, though. I think it's the thrill of finding a deal. You feel so good when you find that deal.
That's the other part of it. Like, going back to, we talked about this the other day, was the chocolate chips. I didn't need 7 bags of chocolate chips, okay?
But
they were on sale, and now I'm set for like 2 years on chocolate chips, man. It's fantastic.
You better make me some chocolate chip cookies, man.
Dude,
you got plenty of chips over there.
I'm going to make everyone chocolate chip cookies because I got a hell of a deal on the clearance aisle. So that is a huge part of it. But yes, I like just going in and especially too, like when you stock that fridge, when you get back home, you're like, look at that effing fridge, man. This is amazing.
This is amazing.
You start opening up, eating stuff. Amazing. It's great. You just know the meals are going to be good. So those are my two things. Does that make sense, Hunter? Do you have one?
Until you get to the Walmart checkout. That's the only thing, dude, that pisses me off.
That's why you got to go early Saturday or Sunday morning.
It doesn't matter. They still close down 80% of the lanes.
You can get through, though, because you don't have all the tourists going through and you don't have all the late church people and everything. Seriously, you get to Walmart, the floors have been mopped. All right. Everything's clean smelling. They got all the extra clearance stuff out and it hasn't been picked through. It's nice. It's nice. Birds are chirping.
You know too much about this, dude. You got a problem.
Yeah. You're greeted by a wizard who takes you on an adventure. It's great. And a Walmart
Narnia
adventure. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's like Narnia, but Walmart. It's great. It's like Narnia, but with less teeth. That's the best way I can describe it. Does that make sense? Do you have one or do you want to? We could look at some answers on Facebook and come back to it.
Let's take a break. No, okay. I don't have anything right now.
Think about it. We're going to be back with more. We got some great answers on Facebook. You can comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX. What do you enjoy doing that most people generally dislike? We'll be back with your answers. Stick around.
Maybe. Unhappy at your current job and overpaid.
Good morning. 753, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Your topic for the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What do you enjoy doing that most people generally dislike doing? Hunter, do you have one now? Do you got to kind of figure it out?
Yeah, I think I figured this one out. I'm kind of on the fence with this one because it's not that I want to do it, but I enjoy it. And hear me out on this. Mm-hmm. Public speaking.
Oh.
Public speaking. Now, hear me out. It's not like I'm like, hey, I want to do it. Yeah, sign me up. I will talk in front of a bunch of people. I like to.
Yeah.
I'm not that. But I enjoy the rush of when you're doing it.
Yeah.
I got to do it a lot in weddings.
I think.
You know, we've introduced people. We've introduced bands. We've done all that. And it is. It's the rush of it. Like when it's over with, you're like, dude, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That, you know, you get that. It's a weird feeling.
I get exactly what you said. I think that's a great answer. Yeah, you're not going out of your way every single day saying like, hey, can I get up in front of these people and talk? But when you do it, you enjoy the whole process of it, the feeling afterwards. Yeah, I think that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Dude, it is. It's like a cold sweat, kind of like a butterfly. You know, and I'm pretty sure everybody still gets that. I don't care how much you talk. Maybe comedians don't get it because they do it so much. But
I think there's still something.
I don't know, dude. That's a rush.
I love it just because I love being the center of attention. All eyes are on me.
I know.
Everyone needs to pay attention to me.
Everybody listen up. I got the microphone and look at me.
You're not giving me enough attention, so I'm going to talk louder so everyone knows that I'm here. No, good answer. I like that, buddy. Good answer. We got some answers on Facebook to go along with this. What do you enjoy doing that most people generally dislike? Jamie said grocery shopping, working outside in hot weather, listening to radio podcasts. Well, a lot of people like listening to our podcast. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Rick said weeding the garden. There's something cathartic about it. I agree. Oh, you know what? Another one I need to add to mine, cleaning out gutters. I love cleaning out my gutters. Yeah, it's amazing.
You love cleaning out gutters. You know what? Come clean mine if you love it so much.
Dude, rock hard when I'm done cleaning out gutters. I just love it, dude. I love it.
Good Lord.
Let's see. Josh said mowing my grass and weed whacking afterwards. Yeah, I like it. Scott.
Some people enjoy that, though. It's something about the smell.
I think, well, I like, see, I actually, I hate mowing. I just like the finished product. Like when you're done and you look out on your nice trim lawn, you're like, damn, that looks good. That looks sharp. It looks sharp.
Got a bunch of grass on your shins, dude, and you're drinking a beer after a hot summer day mowing the lawn. Yeah.
You look across the way at your neighbor's yard, like, look at that. Their lawn looks like garbage. Look at that.
Well, I'm that neighbor right now, so shut up.
You're always that neighbor. What are you talking about? You're that neighbor that, like, when you mow, it looks like a hay field. Like, it's just thick windrows of grass.
Right.
You'd be better off.
You know, come over and clean my gutters and mow my lawn, would you?
You'd be better off using a scythe, all right? Just using a sickle and cutting that down like they used to do back in old-timey days.
We got death in the backyard mowing the lawn.
Hey, don't miss that back corner, death. Scott had an interesting one that I will never, ever be on board with. He said, washing dishes with my hands. Dude, that is the worst thing
in the world.
Scott enjoys it. I hate washing dishes. Dude, I hate loading the dishwasher. Like, if I had it my way, and I know this is terrible, I would just throw away my dishes after every meal. I would.
Hey, dude, seriously. I feel bad buying, you know, paper plates and whatnot. But, dude, come on. Nobody likes doing dishes.
I will say.
This is how far I took it one time. Sorry, dude. I washed the dishes terribly the first time in front of my wife, so she was like, you're never washing dishes again. I can't eat off these plates. Like, yes.
You just wipe the back of them. Like, that's not what the food wasn't even there.
That's how you wash dishes. Let me do it. Yes.
I will say, Kiki and I, we don't use disposable plates unless we have like family visiting and I don't feel like doing a bunch. Anyway, we don't usually do that because we have the dishwasher. Like, I forced us to use the dishwasher, but that's how much I loathe dishes, is that even loading the dishwasher is like, I made that deal with Kiki. I said, look, I'll do laundry. You do the dishes. I hate doing dishes, even with the dishwasher. Even my mom, I've been telling my mom, because she has... There's always dishes, because like, the grandkids come up, we come and visit, there's dishes constantly from her cooking. And I'm like, Ma, let me buy you and Dad a dishwasher. They're amazing. They're great. She's like, no, honey, I like doing dishes. And I'm like, why? Who enjoys doing dishes?
Try
it's
it.
Horrible.
Just try it once. Try the dishwasher once.
You know? Yeah. Just awful.
I promise you, you'll love it.
And then you get like that, just that coagulated mess inside the drain at the end, and you got to pull that. You got to reach your hand in there, but
yeah,
awful, just awful.
Right. I know.
So yeah, I will not do dishes. Let's see. Rhonda said washing mirrors and windows. Yeah, I can see that. You get that little
squeaky noise, that squeegee.
That's nice, and then you get all the bug guts and film
nice
off there.
Clean window. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's kind of nice when you do that at a gas station. You clean your window and you get back in. You're like, oh, that's what the road looks like.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. Oh, I can actually see out there. Let's see. Rebecca said doing nothing on the weekend. I like that. Jessica said staying at home away from people. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Kathy said laundry. See, I don't mind doing laundry. I don't. I wouldn't say it's like I go crazy for it. I enjoy it. I don't mind it, I guess, so. I guess it takes a special person to enjoy it.
How about folding? Because what's laundry for you is throwing it in the washer and then throwing it in the dryer and then let it sit in the dryer until you need it?
A lot of my stuff is, unless Kiki goes downstairs and she goes, hey, is that laundry done? And I'm like, oh, yeah, it must have just finished, even though it's been sitting down there for like a week. I'm like, I just finished. I had to do it again. The towels weren't completely dry.
Where you keep your clothes.
That's the only time, and she hasn't quite figured out if she's listening right now. I do her laundry different because I'll fold hers. I'll leave mine in a pile in the dryer for sure. Anyway, so. All right. Well, let's take a break here. We got more coming up with the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX. And Kiki, the laundry's done. I just need to fold it.
Right.